Okay, today's daf Chaf Hey. We're on Chaf Hey, and today we'll learn L'Ilan Nishmas Shmuel Yosef Gershbaum with the artist today, the Meshama Shadav and Aliyah, and we'll also learn for Foolish Lamb for Shana Bati Batsurah of Devorah. We're on the top line. We're on the top line of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. So, up to the following. We're discussing now the issues of Umi Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say that? Did Rav really say what? Did Rav really say that it's mutter to move the hair for shechita on yontif? You could move the hair on yontif, right? Because even if the hairs are going to come out, you weren't mechaved for that, right? That's what Rav had said. You're allowed to play with the hairs. You're allowed to move the hairs aside to make the shechita easier on yontif, even if hairs are going to come out, because you don't have kavana for that. V'amar of chibar ashi. Shmuel Yosef ben Yecheskel. Okay, learning for Ilanishmas Shmuel Yosef ben Yecheskel. So now, Minam Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that? VaAmar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Mishmei Derav Misuchria Dineziasa Aser LaHaduka B'Yamatova. You're not allowed to take a shirt and plug up the hole of a barrel with a shirt. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Well, on Yontif. By the way, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos either. The reason why it says Yontif, the reason why we say Yontif is because it's like this. What's the reason you can't do that? Because we're afraid you're going to squeeze out the liquid. That's Shechita, which is a tolda of Dosh. Dosh might be mutter on Yontif. Tzarchal Chol Nefesh, that might be all right. So I would have thought, well, this I could do. This you can't do regardless. Exactly. But we say that once it's mutter for Tzarchal Chol Nefesh, mutter for non-Tzarchal Chol Nefesh. For example, you can carry the mach for the shul. So I would have thought, man, so he'd say, no, it's not, this you can't do it. It's also a you can't do it. You can't do it on Shabbos either. Why can't you do it? Because by stuffing up the hole with, you stuff it, it's a barrel of wine. And the plug, you open up the plug, you stick a shirt in there. The shirt's going to get wet. And then you're going to do shechita. So you can't do that. Right? So what do you see? Now, you don't want the shirt to get wet. But it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it. Oh, so the Gemara answers, what are you talking about? Bahi, I feel Rav Shimon mode. Even Rav Shimon, who holds that a davar she'enam is chavin is mutter, right? He would agree to Amar Abaya Barav is Amri Tarvayhu, mode Rav Shimon, but it's a ratio of a loyalist. Rav Shimon agrees if it's a sick ratio, of course you're not allowed to do it. Does everybody here knows what a davar she'enam is chavin is? No. Davar she'enam is chavin. Davar she'enam is chavin means, you do an act that might or might not result in an avera. For example, I'm opening up the refrigerator. That might or might not result in an avera. What avera is it going to result in? The light will go on. One second. If it's a vada, that's a bad example because it's a vada. What? No. So let's say this. I'm going to schlep a chair on the ground. It might or might not make a furrow. It might or might not. It's a davar, and I don't intend to make the furrow. That's the king. I have no intention to do that. But it might or might not, right? So what's the halacha? Rav Shimon says it's mutter. That's why you're allowed to move the hairs on the animal, because it might or might not make, the hairs might come out. They might or might not happen. And therefore, it's mutter. Putting the shirt on the thing, that's for sure going to happen. That's for sure awesome, right? It's for sure going to happen. It's called the situation. It's for sure going to happen. Right? So that's the Mishnah Berurah says it. You're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. If it's Vadai, that the hairs are going to come out. It's a sick ratio. If they might or might not come out, then you're allowed to. While you're combing your hair, you see the hairs have stopped. Which is why if you use a soft brush, and you brush very softly, chances are it's okay. Depends on how soft the brush is, and depends on how softly you brush yourself. Why? What? And you have hair, right. So why? Because it's a davish einam eschavin. I don't intend for any hairs to come out. It's the opposite. I want it to stay in already. But you turn a certain age, you don't want it to come out. You want it to be there. And it might or might not happen. It's mutter. If it's certainly going to happen, it's aser. So here, the case of the shirt, you put a shirt into the wine. Of course it's going to get dirty. Of course it's going to get soaking wet. Of course you can't do that. Here it's not the same thing. But wait a minute. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That they hold the Davar She'enam Eschavin is Aser. even if it might not happen, it's still aser.
Right? Rav Chanan bar Av, I'm a Shmuel halachah Rav Shimon.
Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon.
Rav Chiya bar Av ben Masni below Gavri. He said it without attributing it to anyone else. Rav Amar halachah Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Amar halachah Rav Shimon.
Now can we get out of this Rav and say that it's Davashen of Mitzchavein? Rav holds that a Davashen of Mitzchavein is also aser.
So the Gemara answers, Ella, La'olam, Tzavarav, Davashen of Mitzchavein, aser.
Really, a Davashen of Mitzchavein is aser. Rav holds a Davash Einam is Chavin is Aser. So how come over here it's different? How come over here you're allowed to do it?
How come over here you're allowed to do it?
The Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes. You know what the answer is? Tolesh, what's Tolesh? Tolesh, plucking, is not Gozes. Tolesh is not Gozes. What's Tolesh? Tolesh means you're pulling it out with your hands. That's not Gozes. What's Gozes? Gozes using a cleat. Tolish lav hainu gozes. Ubi yontif hainu time of the shari. So why is he butter on yontif?
Dahavi le oker dava migidulo.
Because you're pulling out something from where it grows. Kilachayad. It's backhanded. It's not the normal way to do it. And you have to add, Tosfos adds, and you have to add that also it's dava shenu mitzchavein. But that doesn't really help. Also, it's, since it's kidarka, since it's low kidarka, you do it in an abnormal way. The most it's going to be is a derabanan, right? Since it's an abnormal way, the most it's going to be is a derabanan, right? And there's no it's a derabanan when Simchas Yontif is involved. Okay, you hear that? There's no it's a derabanan when Simchas Yontif is involved. Okay, now ask the Gemara. Wait a minute. The Tolish love Hainu Gozes. Tolish is not Gozes. Tolish is not Gozes. Who said that?
For Tanya.
Hatolish as hakanah. If somebody walks over to a bird and pulls a feather out, he plucks a feather out, which is a not normal way to do it. We'll see the answer. You pull a feather out, v'hakomto, and you slice down the feather, and v'harmorto. What does morto mean? You do something else to the feather. You smooth it down. Chayev shalosh chatos. You chayev three different aveiros. V'amr shlokish tolish chayev yishub gozes. That he plucked it out, chayev gozes. Kom tame, the fact that you did ketima, chayev mishum, kanaf, chayev mishum, mechatech, cutting, and mamarit, chayev mishum, mamachik. Okay? So you chayev for three aveiros. So what do you mean it's not the same thing?
So the Gemara answers, shiny kanaf, tahainu urche.
No, a chicken feather is different. That's normal. That's a normal way to do it. By the sheep, that's not normal. You're shechting a bechar. So what are you doing? You're moving some hairs around to make it easy. That's not normal. Therefore, it's not awful. Okay? Ask Tosfos. Look at the third Tosfos. V'amar shalach eshchayim mishum gozes. Tema. Mahaya maksha. What kind of question is that? Afa gafta le'inyin b'char. Lo mechayim be'im mishum lo sigzog. Lo sagoz. True. Regarding b'char, it's not a problem. Le'inyin Shabbos yesh lechayim mishum told the gozes. What about a tolda? Says Tosfos' question is, there's no such thing as a tolda when it comes to b'chor. In other words, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do gozes of a b'chor. What does that mean? That means only the av is offer. This whole Tosfos says all the things that, for example, the omer, you're not allowed to do katsira, you're not allowed to harvest before the omer is brought. What if you harvest, what if you walk over to a field and pluck an orange with your hand? Pluck a tzvuah with your hand. Did you just harvest before the Omer? No. That's not the normal way to harvest. Now, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos? No. Shabbos and Bechor have nothing to do with each other. Shabbos is about Avos and Toldos, and Bechor is about Avos. There's no Tolda. There are no Toldos. You're only not allowed to shear an animal, shearing it the regular way. Bringing in kashas from Shabbos is comparing apples to oranges. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. He can't answer the question.
He leaves it b'tarachiyah, right?
What do you mean, Tolish is not goes? Of course Tolish is not goes when it comes to Bechor. There's no shayla about that. And of course it is when it comes to Shabbos. No shayla about that. You're not allowed to do an avalach of goes. You're not allowed to take a razor and go to a sheep and shear it, and you can't walk over and pluck out one hair either. And maybe on Bechor you could do that. Go over and pluck out one hair. That's not goes.
What is that? That's called tolage. That's not asr by a bechor. On Shabbos, of course it's asr. So it doesn't answer it. So the Arsameach and the Olach form try to answer it like this. If you want to get technical, there could be a third of Aver being done here. If I walk over to a bird and I pull out a feather, maybe, it's big machlokas, maybe also over the malach of Koter. By Koter. What's Koter? Koter is the same thing as Gozeh by the ground. Right? I'm not allowed to. Same thing as Koter by the ground. By the ground is the same thing as Koter. On a body, it's called Gozeh. Right? Same thing. Now, by the way, there's a Yerushalmi that says, if you take a fish out of water on Shabbos, Yechayef and Gozeh. Yechayef and Koter, sorry, Yechayef and Koter. Take a fish out of water, Yechayef and Koter. Now, I wouldn't have said that in a million years. Yechayef and Koter, take a fish out of water? I would have said Yechayef, killing it. Yechayef and goat for Koter? No, not totally, it's Koter. It was the same thing. Same thing, right? Same thing. One's on an animal, one's on the ground. So they hold this like the ground, right? So what if you take that now so on the ground and take it out on top? So if you bring a third, so maybe that's what the Gemara meant to say. Now, right. Now, if you have the mouse, if you have the bird, and you pluck a feather out, you want to ask me a kasha. Is that also kotzer? Even if that's kotzer. Even if it is kotzer, certainly I'm told of kotzer. That's not the avalach of kotzer, right? Certainly told of. No question about that. So the Arsameach says, what the Gemara wants to know is, can you ever have a told of if you already have an avalach that you violated? Here you have an avalach of tolesh, kotzer. Can you also have a told of something else? And the Gemara says, no. Very complicated. Tosas could have thought of that also. Tosas didn't answer the question. It's a very good question. It's a very good yesod because we assume that there's a famous question that the Minchas Tzidduch asked. The halacha of the Torah said you're not allowed to take Korban Pesach out of your house on Pesach night. You have to eat it in the bat. You're not allowed to take it out. Whatever. So Minchas Tzidduch asked, what if you take it out in a way that you would not be chayiv on Shabbos as an av? For example, you give it to your friend, and he walks up to four amos and he hands it to you, all the shtick. What if you do that? In other words, are there toldos by those avarians or only avos? Right, so here Tosfos seems to say it's only avos. Shabbat, special thing. Everything is called toldos. Not by anything else. Right? Interesting. So Tosfos leaves it as a question. Okay. Now, umidirav sabar kirb Yosi ben Amishulam. Since Rav held like Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, what did Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam say? Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to move the hair as long as you don't, right? Tolish haser liros makom mum. You're allowed to move the hair. And Rav said it's because why you're allowed to do it? What did Rav say? Why you're allowed to do it? What? So now we're saying, he holds the Davash Einam is Chavin is Osir. So why are you allowed to do it? Because it's an abnormal way of doing it. And throw in Simchas Yontif, it's Mutter. What? Okay? So now, what? Correct. Kalach Yad and Simchas Yontif. Now, Umidirav Savar Yal Kirosi Ben Mishulam, Kirosi Ben Mishulam Savar Yal Karab. So obviously he must hold like Rab. That what? That the Davash Einam is Chavin is Osir. And why is it mutter? Because it's a klachayad and it's a simchas yontif. Now the Gemara is going to, at the end of the is going to reject that and say he doesn't agree with Rav. So we're going to put him into a corner. Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam, Davashen is chavin aser. Does he even hold that? He doesn't hold that. Why? For Tanya, listen to this. Shtei sa'iros. Let's say you have two hairs. Ikran. Let's say you have two hairs. You have a paraduma. The halacha is a paraduma is not allowed to have two black hairs. One black hair, yes, not two. What if it has a hair? Half the hair is red and half the hair is black. Let's start with hair like that. So the first one also. Let's say both of them. You have a hair that's half red and half black. So, shtei tzairos, two hairs. The ikron madim. At the root, it's red. Right? But, as you're going up, v'roshon mashkir. The tops of the hairs are black. Let's square with that. Now the halacha is you're not allowed to go over to the paraduma that has two black hairs and just pluck it out. That you can't do. What if it's half red? Can I pluck it out? So, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Amar goes as this variety of Eidah Choshesh. Great, get scissors, cut them off, it's no problem. It'll save the paraduma. Right? Eidah Choshesh. So what do you see? What do you see from there? Right? You see from here that a davish ain't a mitzchavin is mutter. How do you see that? Says Rashi, the impossible Rashi. Ain't a choshesh. Rashi says, Mishum Giza b'kachim. You're not over any aveira of doing gozei to kachim, to the paraduma. Alma, what do you see from here? Mishum de'ain mitzchavin l'shum Giza. I'm not intending to do Giza. Ella, Lasaki and Shari. I'm only doing it to make the paraduma pretty. That's mutter. Everyone jumps on Rashi. That's not what Davashayna Mitzchavi means. Davashayna Mitzchavi doesn't mean what your kavana is. It means what your maitse is. Rashi just took kavana and stuck it into Davashayna Mitzchavi. We don't hold like that. That's not what Davashayna Mitzchavi means. There's no shaila here that you did the maitse. There's no shaila that by removing these hairs, you're making the paraduma better. There's no shaila about that. It happens to be, I don't want the hair. I just want to look good. I want the paraduma to look good. I want it to be red. How on earth is that a davish ein mitzchavi? And plus toast, plus the achronim man, it's also a psikresha. It's bound to happen. What on earth is Rashi talking about? So to answer that question, the achronim say like this. The only time that Giza is, listen to this, the only time that Giza is usher by Kachim, the only time that Giza is usher by Kachim is if you want what your goz is. That's not by human beings. I don't want my fingernails. I don't want them. Right? What do I want? I want to look good. I don't want them. But by human beings, they're irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I might turn it into a drabana, because it's not a right? By the way, it has to be this way because otherwise, gozes by definition. Normally, when I shear, why do I shear? Because I want the wool. Here, why am I shearing? Because I want to get rid of the black hairs. That's not gozes. It's not even gozes. That's what Rashi meant to say. It's not even gozes. It looks like gozes. It smells like gozes. You ask the guy, he'll tell you for sure that's gozes. You're shearing off the. It's not gozes. Why? Because you don't want the hairs. You have to want them. That's a big chiddush. There's no other way to. What? Exactly. So it's a subjective malacha. Because it's subjective. What is the reason you're doing this? Because you want those, I don't want them at all. I want the power to look good. That's not good. I do the mites of gozes? Yes. This mites requires a much trouble also. Very long issue. Very long. At the surface, Rashi doesn't make any sense at all. Right? Rashi is very difficult. Right? What? Why? They're on the floor. They'll fall down the drain. What do I have to do? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya. You know why? He's on. Shiny para. The law of baskizi. No, para is different. It's not a baskiz at all. Right? It's not giz at all. Vatanya. How about this one? What do you mean it's not a baskiz? Vatanya we learned. No, I'm okay. Votanya, it says in the Braisa, it says in the Torah, Lo Savo b'bachar shorecha, don't work a bachar, that's a shor, Lo Sagos b'bachar tonecha, and don't shear a bachar, that's a sheep. Ein li elo shor b'avoda b'tzon b'agiza. Menayin li tenis arba shal zeh, b'zeh, b'z arba shal zeh b'zeh. How do I know I can't shear a shor and I can't work a tzon? How do I know that? Talmud Lomar, Lo Savod, Lo Savod. It says it by both. Rashi and Chumash says that the reason why the Torah says you can't work a shor, that's normal. The reason why you can't shear tzon is because that's normal. But Eina Hanami, they're transferable. They can transfer. So of course you can't shear a cow. What are you talking about? Not Ladu. Right? The Rashash says that is the 19th midah of the 32 midahs of Yosef Yuli. Right? There are 32 midahs. This is number 19. That whenever it says
things like this, they apply to both. Right? You're not, it says you could sell in the Vela or give it away. To a guy, it's, right? So you can do both. You can sell it or give it, right? We had that. Gemara says, no, you're right. What do you mean you're not, that's not a bar giza? Of course it is. So why on earth are you allowed to do this? Right? If Dava Shayna Mitzchavit is awesome, why are you allowed to do this? Ella, shiny para. No, para is different. You know why? The kachi beta kabai is he. It's not a carbon. What is it? Para dum is not a carbon. It is a carbon. It's a quasi carbon. But it's treated as beta kabai. It's not a carbon. Amar Abelazar, kachi beta kabai is azur begiza vavoda. So even kachi beta kabai is valid to that. So yeah, that's not even Darabanan. Gemara says, but it's still a Darabanan. If you tell us, it's a Darabanan also. Ella, shiny para, delo shechicha. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because it's a dera derabanan. You're not allowed to shear kachi beta kabayis. Para adum is very rare. It's like 9 times in history. So for 9 times in history, we're going to make a dera. That's a little harsh. We don't do that. We don't make dera things a little shkia. Therefore, it's not author. So the Gemara asks, a better solution. V'lichlei, why don't you just redeem it? Redeem the para adumah, right? Cut the hairs off, and then re-sanctify it. Do that shtick. Right? Redeem the para adumah for money, then take the hairs off. It's a regular cap. Kedusha's been removed, then make it Kedusha again. Why don't you do that? Why do you have to come out to all this? V'lechle, v'lifke, l'chulin, v'ligzar, v'ligiza, do the giza, par the lichtesha, and then reinstitute it. My answer is not dumb and your car. It's so expensive. How are we going to redeem it? It costs $5 million to go redeem it and then pay it back. We don't have the money. We don't have that kind of cash laying around. So Gemara says, well, whatever they give to Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, heck the shava mana, shechil ha shava pruta b'chulo. Shmuel says he can do it on a dollar. You don't need that. It doesn't have to be actual value to do redemption. Right? It can be anything. Thank you. So the Gemara says, Amber Dama Shmuel shechil l'chilu. L'chilu l'miyamar. When did Shmuel say this is mutter? If you did it. L'chilu, you can't do it. So we have no way of being redeeming the par. It's too expensive. Ibai Zema, or here's the answer. Rav, Savalak of Yossi Ben HaMasholim. Rav holds like a Yossi Ben HaMasholim, that you're allowed to remove the hairs. Why? Kedav HaShem HaMashchavet is Aser, but it's Klachiyad, it's Mesimchat Yontif. Yossi Ben HaMasholim, well, Savalak of Rav. He doesn't hold like Rav. He holds a Kedav HaShem HaMashchavet is Mutter. No Kash at all. Okay? Good? Okay, good. Okay, next. He said, Tolosh es haseir, you're allowed to remove the hair, but Mubad Shalom is the Zenobim Koma. As long as they don't like uproot it and move it away from its place. Amar of Ashi, Amar Shlakish, Lo Shano El Biyat. That's only true if you did a Biyat. Aval but Kli Osir. But a Kli is Osir. What's the difference between a Yad and a Kli? What's the difference? Right? Right? What's the difference? So you say, well, a kli is really the avoda, and a yad is nothing. But if you hold davar she'ein mitzchavet is mutter, what's the difference? What's the difference between a yad or a kli? It might or might not happen. What's the difference? So, one answer is, well, if you use a kli, it's a stick ratio. If you're going to use a kli to move the hairs and not going to come out, that's not going to happen. It's going to come out. So then it turns into a stick ratio. That's why you can't use a kli. You hear? That's one answer. Another answer is that if you use a kli, it doesn't uproot the root. Now, we're not talking about the shavers in the 21st century that uproot the root, like in the commercials, right? But if you use your hand, you pluck it out, you can pull the whole thing out. That's the other way around. If you use your giyad, you're not pulling out so deep. That's okay. But by a razor, by a kli, it's much more of an uprooting, much more awesome. Okay, those are the two answers. I voktani also makom bakofet mikan umikan. Yep, the Mishnah said you could use a cleaver to make space. Obviously, you're removing it with a kli using a kofet. So Gemara says, no, tani changed the Mishnah, said likofet. You're removing the hair for the kofet, not with the kofet. You're removing it for so that you're able to do a good shechita. You're not doing it. You're not doing it with the kofet. You're doing it for the kofet. Okay. V'chein atolosh etaser liros makom mum. Liros mum. You're also doing it because you want to see the mum, right? You want to see if there's a mum there, so you're letting move hair out of the way. See if there's a mum.
You're allowed to do that. See, Bailahu, Lechachila? Lechachila, you're allowed to do that? Oh, only Bidiyevet, only Bidiyevet. So we're going to answer, Lechachila, you could do that. Amr of Yotzi, Amr of Yirmiya, Tashma. Semer HaMetzuvach Ba'ozen, right? Like the old man got hair in his ears. So the goat got hair in its ears, and you need to see if there's a mum. So, Rav Yossi ben Mishol Omer, Tosho, cut it off, Umar is mumo. Go see if there's a mum. Shmamina, Lechachila, Shmamina. You can do Lechachila. Omer of Mari, Af Ananami Tanina, similar we learned. Lechain, Atolish es Haseir, if somebody is tolish the hair, Liros Mako Mum, Lechain, and also, Atolish es Haseir, Liros Mako Mum. My Lechain, what do you mean also? Wait, right, the Mishnah said also, right? The Mishnah said, V'chein, also. What is V'chein? What do you mean also? Elam ha-shalag yitzizir asim komo. If that means, just don't make sure it doesn't move. Hashta, umas shachot, v'shchitasu muchachat alav, lo yitzizenu. So, shchiti you're not allowed to move the hair. Liros mako mumi baya. I need the Mishnah to tell me you can't move the hair for a mum. The kills that can't do it for a mum, I sure can. El lab, atolesh, rather, it must mean. But it says v'chein, it means you're allowed to, even lechatila, shmamina lechatila, shmamina. Okay? Next. Okay, this Gemara is so impossible. Tomorrow's daf is impossible. I wrote a chart for myself, and I saw, I would have looked at the article first, they have a chart there. But I didn't have the article, so when I was doing it, so I did it myself. But it's good. It's good chazara. Ready? Seir b'char, it's the hair of a b'char, balmum shenashar. The hairs fell off by itself. V'hinichu b'chalom. So what do? You put them by the window. It means you collect them in a safe place. The hairs that fell off on their own up of a mum. Now, you're doing it because you're going to want the hairs. You're going to make a pocketbook for your wife out of the hairs. So you want the hairs, but they're usser. Why are they usser? Because you're not allowed to shear a bachar. Even if it has a mum, you're not allowed to shear it. What? V'yachar kach shachto. Then you shecht it. Where do you shecht it? You shecht it in your backyard. You make a big barbecue. You invite the whole block. Why do you do that? Because it has a mum. Or the Kohen does that. Right? So, Akavi ben Mahalalel, matir. Akavi ben Mahalalel said, now that it's dead, now that you shechted it, now that here's a mutter. Okay? And the Masifta here points out, this is one of the four times that Akavi ben Mahalalel argued in the Chachamim. Right? And on his deathbed, he told his son, take it back. Right? Okay? But we have like a six-way machlok of what he meant anyway. What Akavi meant anyway. The Chachamim osur. The Chachamim say it's osur. Why do the Chachamim say it's osur? So Rashi says, the Isharis Tzemer, Hanosheres Michayim, if you're going to matir the hairs that fall off when it's alive, what are you going to do? You're going to keep it alive. Asi Lashhuye Libachar, you're going to keep the Bachar alive, Kidei, in order, Shatasha Tamar Kol Shah. The hair will keep falling out. Now, we don't want Bukhars hanging around. Why? V'asi Bali De Takala. It's going to be a big Takala here. What are you going to do? You're going to shear it directly. She Yigzos V'yavid Bo. You're going to work it. You're going to start sitting around for 5 years. We don't want that. We don't want to encourage that. So what do we say? Dasser. If it's Dasser, they might as well shechta now. Right? Either way, it goes to the Kohen. The Kohen eats the barbecue. The Kohen invites the whole block. You don't get it. The only thing is, it's not a carbon. The Kohen gets it in his backyard. Right? That's right. The Kohen had incentive. Always remember that. The Kohen had incentive to make mums. That way he could have a big barbecue. An incentive for there to be a mum. Getting it regardless. The question is it a carbon or is it in his backyard? So says the Chacham, makes a lot of sense. If we allow this to happen, we got to keep the Bachar around, waiting for the hands to fall off, collecting them every day. Then what's going to happen? There'll be a big takala. One day there'll be an animal shirt. They'll put it out into the field to move the plow. That's an avera. Right? So because of that gzera, they asked it. And Akavi wasn't choshen for that gzera. Okay? That's the Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's part. Amalo Rabbi Yossi. No! Lomba's a heter Akavi v'mahalal. That's not the heter. Ella, rather, the heter is Ser Balmum Shenashar V'nicho B'chulin V'yachakach Meis. Died on its own. You didn't shecht. It died on its own. Then Akavia, but that Akavia Malamata Vachom Osrin. That's the Machloke. If it died on its own, not if you shecht it. Now, what's the story if it died on its own? What's the story if you shechted it? The machlok is tomorrow. Does everyone agree to us or does everyone agree to mutter? What's the machlok is tomorrow? Again, the machlok is what Rabbi Yossi would say regarding the machlok is akavi in the chacham. That's tomorrow. Now, unrelated halacha. Samer hamadoldol. I don't know what this means. I looked it up for the arts, so I still don't know what it means. Samer hamadoldol. Samer that is dangling. Bebuchar. On a bechor, as shenira imagiza mutter. If it appears together with the giza, it's mutter. As shenira imagiza aser, and it's not aser. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, now, what? What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah, I know. But what does that mean? If it looks like it's part of the, what does that mean? You did the shearing. Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay. Okay, so if it's connected to the fleece. Uh-huh. Hair's touching hair, not touching hair. Okay, fine. We're not going to do that tomorrow. Till tomorrow. We're going to do... I think it's mutter, yeah. I think afterwards you're allowed to. I think after the animal's dead, you're allowed to use. I think it's mutter b'hanah. It's only when it's alive. What? Okay, here we go. Now, what did we just say? Rabbi Yossi just said, right, that if the tamer fell off by itself, right? When did Rakav, according to Rabbi Yossi, when did Akavia matir the tamer? If it fell off by itself and then it died. What if it fell off by itself and you shechted it? Right? Michlal the Usser? No. If it fell off by itself and you shechted it, that's the Usser? That makes no sense. Hashta, the mace, Shari, if it died, he has his mutter. So Shechita Mevaya? Like Shechita, it's not mutter? That makes no sense. Right? You did the right thing, it's not mutter? If you did the wrong thing, not the wrong thing. If it died on its own, power of thing, it's mutter. So if it died, if you shechted, you did the right thing, it's Usser? That makes no sense. Therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. This is the machlokas. Rather, shachto, if it shechted, then we are called shari. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Keep playing if it makes. Am I told you it's a machlokas? I made a mistake. It's not a machlokas. Everyone agrees it's mutter. Amrav Asi, Amr Shlokish. Machlokas, b'shehitiru mumcha. The whole machlokas is, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokas between Chachamim and Akavia, Is if a mumcha looked at it? A mumcha already decided there's a mum over here, right? Demar savar chachamim hold gazrin and dilma asi lashuye. Now that I know there's a mum, now I'm gonna wait. If it's a chacham said it's awesome. Umar savar kavi hold lo gazrinan. There's no reason for gzeira. People are not so forgetful. Aba lo itiru mumcha. But if a mumcha has not seen it. Everybody agrees it's Usser. Why? Why does everyone agree it's Usser? Because we don't know what the story is yet. Everybody wants there to be a mum. Someone's going to hang around with it. And everybody wants a mum. Nobody wants to bring the carpet. Everybody wants the mum. So what's going to happen? They're going to wait around with it. And once you know for sure it's a mum, now I'm going to wait around. And once I wait around, you hear what's going on? Then I might work. So even then, I kind of would agree. Master Rav Sheshet asked the following question. Now, let's say you have an animal that has a mum, and it goes back into your pen with 1,000 other animals. You hear this? You have an animal with a mum, and it goes into your pen with 1,000 animals. Master of Sheshes, Bali Mumen, Asurin, Bekol Shehu. All 1,000 have become Asur. Rav Yossi, Omer, Yevuka, go check them out. Go check, go find the mum. Bavinam, but my Yevuka, what do you mean go check it out? Elaim of the Bal Mumhu, if you're going to go check the mum, Belishkale, B'chal Tanakhama Malav, but Tanakhama says, don't do that. Why are all 1,000 up? Go check them all. Tanakhama doesn't agree. Of course he agrees with that. Amr of Nachman, Amr of Rabba Baravua, Hacha, obviously, you can't be talking about a mum. That makes no sense. If it has a mum, go find the mum. Go find the animal with the mum. And rather, what must it be? It must be Gizas Bechor Bal Mum Askinon. It's the Gizas Bechor Bal Mum. That hairs fell into 1,000 other hairs. That's the story. Rabba, shes arvu begizeh chulin. It fell in together. Man, so that. What's the next word say? Uman Tanakama. Who's Tanakama? Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, the Arma who said, Nishchetu, if it got shechted, Asur Rabbana. The Rabbana says, Asa. The Rabbi Yossi Latimei, the Arma Nishchetu Shari Rabbana. Vikatani, and it says, Yivukar. My Yivukar. What does that mean, Yivukar? Lav, doesn't that mean Imum Kavua, Imum Over? Who? If it has a Mum Kavua or a Mum Over. Afagav, Shloitir Mumcha, even though a Mumcha never looked at it. So what do you see? Rish Lakish said, a Mumcha has to look at it first. That's only that, then the Machloket. It's not true at all. Amar Rava, lo, no. Yivukar, e tiru mumcha, in ilolo. No, what do you mean to check it out? Check out if the mumcha said something. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about after a mumcha. Okay? I will have to stop here, Kisalik. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is, Amar Aleph is so difficult. After that it gets easier, and then a Sunday's daf is quite short, so hopefully we'll catch up over the weekend. Everybody have a very good Shabbos. What?